Good Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. But Alan, earlier this morning, some snow coming through, causing slick conditions on the road. Use caution if you're headed into work this morning.
Absolutely. It comes, it goes, as they say. And, you know, there's not much you can do about it except drive carefully, leave space between you and the guy behind you and in front of you. And that's very important.
Let's talk about the news and start with what occurred over the weekend, which we learned again that President-elect Donald Trump has bypassed the State Department. He's spoken to the leader of Taiwan and many foreign policy experts checking in and saying this is really a no-no based on the relationship between Taiwan and China.
Well, ever since Richard Nixon went to China, even an opera has been written about that, and shook the hand of Mao, of all people, there's been an understanding. And the understanding is, we won't attack Taiwan, and you will not recognize Taiwan. And by picking up the phone, of course, that's exactly what happened. And the response from Trump was so typical. He said, "She called me," as if that makes a difference. And let there be no mistake about it, once that happens, you have set things in motion that you may or may not be able to control. Look, both China and the United States depend on each other in many, many ways. And things are actually getting better with China. Their wages are going up. They're in some comparative doldrums to the way that they've been in terms of their growth up until now. And when you do something like that, you are basically saying, I am not playing by the old rules. And China is no sleeping giant. If they get angry, you'll see all kinds of ramifications. On the other hand, if they're afraid of Trump and afraid of what he may do, they may hold their horses for a while. One other thing, David, and that is that traditionally, presidents have listened to their State Department, to their security people, to their military. It may well be here that, like Franklin Roosevelt, Trump has decided he's going to do a sort of his own common sense way of doing things. There's a lot to be learned from the experts in the field. And yet, there are times you don't want to listen to the people in the field. You want to see what you can do on your own. However, the question is, does this guy have the expertise in foreign policy? So far, there's been no such indication.
From there to the Standing Rock Reservation, Alan, and the protesters who do not want the Dakota Pipeline have a victory. The Army Corps of Engineers said it would not approve permits for the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline beneath a dam section of the Missouri River. This is something not only the folks there, but around the country, including our listeners, have been following.
David, you are so right. We've probably had more mail and more telephone calls on this than anything else. And this is just a part of the fabric of American society, of American politics, in which Native Americans have been treated very, very badly. And every once in a while, you will see a force, not only among Native Americans, but among everybody else who say, hey, it's enough. Don't desecrate their burial grounds. Don't use your environmental problems and impose them on the Native Americans. It isn't the way to go. And then we have to. It's the only way to go. And then all of a sudden, well, maybe there are some other ways. Good. It's about time.
Finally, Alan, a really incredible series going on in the New York Times right now. It started with part one, The Scourge of Racial Bias in the New York State Prison System. And boy, some of the descriptions, not only from the prisons, but some of the stark realities and statistics seem to bear that out. And this morning, there's also an article for Blacks Facing Parole, Signs of a Broken System. And this is thousands of parole decisions that the Times has gone through in that particular article.
Well, look, we know that there is a prison industry in upstate New York. Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex for what it was. There is a prison complex. There is no question about it. And when you're going to put these places in upstate New York, you're going to have guards, most of whom, almost all of whom, are white. You get an occasional black CO. But for the most part, it is a system in which gangs prevail. We know that. Lots of gangs, lots of people who stick to a white Aryan philosophy, as well as the overrepresentation of blacks in our prison system as prisoners. And it is a reflection of a racist system. And now we have a new president coming in who has basically encouraged that kind of thinking. Now, he'll deny it, I'm sure, but when he said earlier in the campaign, blacks should vote for me because what else do they have to lose? We're about to see what they have to lose.